Sustainable Community Voices. Great show for you this morning. Let's start strong. Ann Earhart, Principal of Commons Logic LLC, Chief Sustainability Officer for Infrastructure Planning and Facilities at Michigan State University. So go green.
Go white.
There you go. Planning for Organizational Change and Leadership in Resiliency, our topic. And I'm an Indiana grad, so you know I'm learning all of the Michigan. I can be neutral to, you know, to whomever comes in, whether you're green, white, blue, pink. Good morning to you. Introduce more of your role, Anne, if you would.
Yes, thank you very much, Shelley, for having me on the show this morning. Yep. So as you said, I'm Chief Sustainability Officer for Infrastructure Planning and Facilities at Michigan State University. I also serve as a board chair for ASHE, which is the Association for the Advancement of Higher Sustainability in Higher Education. And for the past year, as you said, I've launched my own consultancy, Commons Logic, focused on organizational resiliency. Through those roles, it's just really interlinked between education, community impact, awareness, and leading change management to leading change.
Not sure which hat to start with. Let's start, first of all, how do you in general spend your day? You're a business owner, but also you're working with Michigan State. Give me your balance here.
Yes, balance is always important. So with Michigan State University, we're focused on core business integration of sustainability. How do we really integrate sustainability into our processes, procedures, projects? Mm-hmm. Most recently, MSU achieved a gold rating, which is gold through ASHE STARS, which is a sustainability tracking assessment and rating system. It's nationally recognized. And we achieved gold, which is really exciting. So that kind of demonstrates kind of the work we do every day is how do we connect academics, how do we connect facilities work, research, and our community engagement.
Great. So ASHE, standing again, Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. Any other achievements here?
Oh, there's lots to talk about. MSU is currently working to progress its renewable energy portfolio. We recently, in the past year or so, installed a 10 megawatt solar carport installation, which is really cool. And it's really kind of been a catalyst to invest into more of those types of projects on campus.
More on your work with ASHE. Do many of our universities and colleges in Michigan participate?
Yeah, ASHE has over 900 members internationally and locally, or in the state of Michigan. Many, many of our universities and colleges here, Grand Valley, Aquinas, Western, Calvin, University of Michigan, Michigan State, all belong and engage in this organization.
Yes. And, of course, expand on why it is important to have an organization such as ASHE leading the way here.
Well, we firmly believe that higher education is one of those catalysts that can help not just drive sustainability within our own organizations, but leading change through our students, through our research, and hopefully be a larger catalyst across the nation.
All right, you did recently launch your own business, Commons Logic. Let's talk about the purpose, what kind of work you're doing, and why a business?
Well, that kind of came from the work I have been doing. I formerly worked with the West Michigan Environmental Action Council, West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum. So, you know, West Michigan definitely is my home, but it brought home to how organizations really need to work together. So I believe our greatest asset to leverage for resiliency lies in understanding how our organizations work and how they interact with each other. So Commons Logic focuses on the acceleration of sustainability and climate adaptation programs through the application of change management strategies. It's basically the people side of change. How do we bring everybody along in those solutions? And through my experience in various strategic planning efforts in many organizations, we all know those are fun to write, but don't always get the traction that they need to really make the change, make the measurable change. And so Commons Logic focuses on that, how we can make those plans work better.
Who would be an example of a client?
I'm working with a couple municipalities in Michigan right now, mm-hmm. But it could be any organization. You know, it could be a community organization, it could be a manufacturing corporate organization, it could be a nonprofit. And it's kind of, when I talk about it, I'm glad we're having this conversation because it helps me talk about it, because I think it's really important.
Yeah, you got to know your elevator pitch.
So I think about it in context as if you're familiar with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs.
Yeah. Probably not, but...
It's all right. You can look it up. And there, you know, Paul Hawkins' Drawdown, both of which are frameworks and roadmaps as to what we need to do to address climate change and sustainability. Yes. And we can agree on the importance of why this is important. But what we don't really spend time on is thinking about how organizations in their current maturity and their current traditional paradigm make those things happen. We know we need to do those things, but there's barriers and challenges that need to be addressed to let organizations work together, work with communities to implement those changes.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned climate change. Let's spend a minute here or so focusing on this. If we could all focus on five things that would help us reverse climate change, I must ask you, are we in a climate change?
I think so. I think that's pretty well established, tongue in cheek. Reversing climate change, that's kind of a loaded question, but there are things that I believe we can do to accelerate our ability to have impact. One, I think, is we need to change our language around climate change, that more urgency is required. We should be talking about climate emergency. And there was just a news story this morning that it was the hottest June on record globally, which really stresses the impact of what we need, the work we need to do. I also think we need to invest in competency, education, and resilience within our organization, its governments and communities. I think we also need to connect to our work to our communities. We won't be able to solve these issues unless everybody is at the table. I also think understanding our personal contributions is very important. In as much as we participate in systems. I mean, it's easy to say I walked here today or rode a bike, but we really operate in a system that isn't allowing us to have as big an impact individually as we could. And finally, we need to vote and advocate, donate, march, volunteer, and be active participants.
I'd ask if you rode your bike today, but you probably didn't, coming from your East Lansing.
No, I did not. Not today.
What else would you like to share when it comes to either getting involved or learning more about the topic of sustainability?
There's definitely a lot of resources. I encourage folks to read. I mean, follow different. I do a lot of LinkedIn work, but there's a ton of articles out there. But locally, Grand Rapids is my home, and Grand Rapids is doing so many great things. There's an event coming, I believe, next month. Drawdown, Rise Up Michigan Drawdown. I know I'm saying it wrong, but it's pulling together all the stakeholders to really focus on climate adaptation and sustainable development goals, which I think is really important.
What has been, in general, your career journey?
That has been a journey, that's for sure. I did start in private industry, so my background is in manufacturing, human resources, and finance management specifically. I spent, as I mentioned before, quite a few years in nonprofit, working in West Michigan with the Environmental Action Council. And then from there, went into higher education, Michigan State. So I think it's really been an interesting journey, kind of getting all those perspectives and all those experiences and being able to put them into commons logic.
Nice. Well, obviously, Michigan State, quite a presence here in your former West Michigan. So I do know you get back frequently. All right. How do we find out more information, get more information on Commons Logic and more, Ann Earhart?
Yeah, well, you can find me on LinkedIn, Ann Earhart. Also, commonslogic.com. Also, email me, ann@commonslogic.com. Pretty straightforward.
Great. And did you grow up here in West Michigan?
I am born and raised in Grand Rapids, yes.
Yeah. So you've seen the good changes, and certainly nice to be back, I would hope. But your work needs you. Thank you, Ann. Take care. On behalf of our Sustainable Community Voices, Renee Hesselink with The Hookup, and we'll talk again.